From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The State of the Union address is a solemn affair. The president lays out goals and accomplishments before a gathering of the powerful, Supreme Court justices, the military joint chiefs, and, of course, Congress. But this year, the State of the Union has earned a new nickname, Date Night. That's because tomorrow, some members of Congress are planning to demonstrate their commitment to bipartisanship by sitting with a member of the other party. NPR's Andrea Seabrook tells us who's going with whom.
It may sound trivial, but to people who watch Congress like a sport, this will be riveting. It's like the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins hanging out for a post-game beer, Coke and Pepsi talking bottle tops, or Mozart and Salieri comparing compositions. Now, in order to understand just how different this will be, you have to know how things usually work. First of all, the House of Representatives does not have assigned seating at all, ever. In fact, says Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, if you watch the House on any normal day, the lawmakers milling around don't often sort themselves by party.
Sometimes it comes down to region. You know, the Pennsylvania corner, the Massachusetts folks are here. Sometimes it's the Hispanic caucus is here and the Black caucus. It just depends on what the conversation is at the moment.
There is, though, a Democratic side and a Republican side. And on the night of the State of the Union, lawmakers always sit on their side, barring a lack of seats. The president enters the House through the aisle down the middle of the two sides, which, by the way, is the aisle lawmakers cross when they cross the aisle to work with someone from the other party. Well, tomorrow night, there will be a significant amount of aisle crossing. Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin told Fox News he found a colleague from his home state.
My new Senate Republican colleague from Illinois, Mark Kirk, and I are going to sit together. I'm bringing the popcorn. He's bringing a Coke with two straws. I'm just kidding, of course.
And the quintessential Middle America Republican, Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn, will sit with the quintessential East Coast Democrat, New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
We're going to sit together at the State of the Union, and we hope that many others will follow us. Now, that's symbolic, but maybe it just sets a tone and everything gets a little bit more civil.
Of course, it's an idea that has its critics.
You know, there's a lot of talk these days around here about where members of Congress are going to sit during the State of the Union address.
Indiana Republican Mike Pence spoke on the House floor.
Well, I've been in Congress for 10 years. I learned a long time ago it doesn't really matter where you sit. It matters where you stand.
And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell brushed off the idea this weekend, saying people can certainly mix it up if they want to. But Coburn, the Republican from Oklahoma, told NBC the two parties often don't approach each other with respect.
We talk past each other, not to each other.
And sitting together just might help, he said. Of course, Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi pointed out that as Speaker,
I had been sitting next to Vice President Cheney for a long time.
Because for the last 2 years of the Bush administration, divided government put leaders of both parties on the dais for the State of the Union. Now, with Mr. Obama in the White House and Republicans in the majority of the House, divided government has returned. And so the epic rivalry of Republicans versus Democrats continues. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.